Chapter 23. When Hank and Jolie left Myrtle and Ernie's house, Jolie got a job at the Dover Inn, and Hank worked out a steady arrangement with his parents. They gave him $35 a week. Between the two incomes, they managed to pay rent and buy food. After a few days of having the basement floor to themselves, they decided to get married. It was an economical move. In the privacy of their underground rooms, they calculated that a marriage could net them about $3,000. Hank told his mother that he intended to marry Jolie. She said that she was glad he was finally doing the right thing and invited them to dinner. Hank accepted the invitation and fell into depression, the likes of which Jolie hadn't seen since her meeting with Tony. She tried to cure it with an all-night blowjob. She wouldn't let him do anything except lie back and be sucked. Even during his orgasms, he was inconsolable. Afterwards, felt like he'd been treated for snakebite. Jolie also seemed tense when they were dressing for the dinner. Her mouth was pencil-lined tight, and her eyes followed each of his movements around the basement like those of a child who knows that punishment is at hand. Hank held her tits, said that everything was okay, that he didn't care his parents liked her or not, because she meant much more to him than they had ever meant to him, or wanted to mean. Jolie cried, told Hank she'd make him a good wife. The introductions were tense. Hank's mother said hello, with a cool politeness, followed by nothing. Hank's father had been drinking all day, and, as always, his face was swollen and red. Jolie, frightened as a 17-year-old, stayed glued to Hank. Her hands were sweaty and trembling when he held them. They were ushered into the parlor and sat on the couch where Hank's father always fell asleep. A football game was on the TV set. After a few moments of stiff, uncomfortable sitting, Hank realized that his folks had left them alone and had retreated into the kitchen, where they were sitting with their heads down. The game banged itself out for them. Jolie leaned over and whispered in his ear, "I like the way the players pat each other's rear ends." Normally, she would have said asses. She whispered, "Hank, where are your mother and father?" "I don't know," he said, getting up and walking out into the kitchen. "Dinner will be ready in about 10 minutes, said his mother cheerfully, just as he reached the kitchen doorway. "Great," said Hank, throwing her a grimace. "She's a very nice girl," said his mother, without looking at him. "How could she tell?" asked Hank. His mother and father exchanged meaningful glances. Then she said, "Did I tell you that Ron called here the other day?" "What did he want?" asked Hank curtly. "To talk to you, I guess," she said. "He's a nice boy." Hank looked at her in disbelief, said nothing. His father leaned forward heavily as he got up. "Would you and Jolie like something to drink before we eat?" "That would be good," said Hank. His father headed for the closet. "Find out what she wants." Hank went back to the parlor. He could tell that Jolie wanted to leave. Her chin was quivering. "Hank, how long do we have to stay?" He studied his watch, tried to gauge how long the process would take. It had been a week since he'd gotten his allowance. No one had to mention money yet. About an hour or more. She closed her eyes, put her head back against one of the white doilies, covered the backs of the couches and the chairs. "Do you want a drink?" he said, walking over and standing in front of her. "It'll just make things easier if we get a little soused." The thought of getting drunk with these people was amusing. She giggled with her first sign of loosening. Hank turned, went back to the kitchen without asking her what kind of drink she wanted. The image of her quivering chin was vendetta stuck in his mind. They saw him standing in his familiar sulking pose, hands on his hips, waiting to see what they would say. His father asked, "Did you find out what Jolie wants to drink?" When Hank looked at him, he saw a dollar sign flashing on his chest like a t-shirt decal. The dollar sign was waving to him like a beckoning prostitute whose faceless body now added Jolie's face. Hank shook the image off. Something about her being that close to his father's skin turned his stomach. He was going to say, "Don't you think everybody'd be happier if we left?" But there was $35, and not only that, there was the wedding present, and the $35 next week.